I think it's the way we look at all of our lives. How does everything we ever do transfer to the next day that we have? So I look at the time at my children's museum, at my arts festival, and at the Albany Institute, and I want to inspire and lead and raise dollars and respect those before me.
Raising dollars is always a key with any organization like this. You have plenty of experience in that from your work, most recently at the Albany Institute. Monumental challenge. How will that change now with you as CEO?
Raising dollars in the arts is always a huge challenge. There are so many other needs out there that we compete with. We want to create an experience and a center that people want to give dollars to. And so we look at attracting people and making them happy about what they're investing in.
We're joined today by Elizabeth Reese, who has been recently appointed CEO of the Arts Center of the Capital Region. Tell us about the Arts Center. It's not just in Albany. It's several counties, right?
It serves the whole region, and it is centered in Troy, but families come from all over to enroll their children, to enroll themselves. I myself brought my child. My daughter has had classes at the Arts Center. I live out in East Greenbush. So I think there is a drive time that we have to be aware of. People will only go so far. But within that ring, it does serve a broad area.
The arts in general, in schools, budgets dwindling. Is the role of the Arts Center of the Capital Region increasing because of that?
I do. I think it's more important. I look at myself. I am the parent that we're looking for. We want the best for our children. Sometimes the schools can't provide everything. They've got a lot of challenges themselves. And so we're going to go out of our way to make our children have those experiences anyway.
Do you feel that there will be new programs and new classes ahead?
I think so. I want to look at how we not only inspire our students that enroll, but the artists who teach those students and our community in general. And I want to look at some of the projects that we can do to kind of raise our dialogue.
How does one go about proposing a project?
Well, when you're working in the arts, there's no wrong answer. That's the fun thing about it is there's a thousand ways to do it. So we'll work with the board. We'll work with the community. I'm going to be doing a lot of listening. Anybody can. They can call me and tell me what they've always wanted the Arts Center to do. Just feel free to find me there. And we'll take all that information and we'll figure out what's going to happen first and then second and then third.
We're joined by Elizabeth Reese today on Midday Magazine, who was just appointed CEO at the Arts Center of the Capital Region. You say there are no wrong answers, but as the boss, you have to say no sometimes.
Sure, there are priorities. I mean, we have to look at what's sustainable, what we think the most people would want. There are budgets to consider. So we'll figure that out. But I think that a boss is only good if they're really listening and trying to get the best answer.
Well, we look forward to your new tenure at the Arts Center of the Capital Region. What is the website?
It is artcenteronline.org.
It is a pleasure meeting you, and good luck with the new job.
Thanks.
Elizabeth Reese, the new CEO at the Arts Center of the Capital Region. You're listening to Midday Magazine on WAMC.